Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. I'm walking back from walking my daughter to school. The sun is out. It's actually, there is some wind, but it's not nearly as windy as it was the last 2 days, which is such a relief because by the end of yesterday, I just felt worn out by the wind. And last night there were some gusts that woke me up maybe 3 or 4 times as well, so, you know, I just prefer days that have a gentle breeze, but not big gusts like that. I just like it better. I don't know how to say it more than that. I don't think there's anything more to it. So this morning, my daughter asked if we could go into school late. And it's because she's dealing with some stuff. And I said to her, no, you know, going into school late when you don't have a real pressing reason to is just avoiding the thing that you're dreading. And in those circumstances, it's always better to face it head on. You know, I have to say, parenting is one of the most fulfilling things I have in my life, and I'm pretty confident that it's one of the most fulfilling things I will ever have in my life. I don't know if anything can top that. Being there for that moment when somebody needs to have reinforced for them that you just face something head on, rather than avoiding that, that's such a special moment. And Lord knows, I find it super helpful to be saying these things to my kids on a daily basis. It helps me to talk with them about it because I need to hear it myself. Right, there's been some bookkeeping that I've been meaning to do this week. Well, I meant to finish it last week. I meant to do it yesterday morning. I had too much to do yesterday morning. At this point, it sort of feels like it would be foolish of me to do it today until I make sure that I'm in a good position to get all the carving done today that I need to get done. But at a certain point, where am I being strategic? And when have I crossed the line into avoiding something? And I just need to face it head on and immediately. You know, I need to hear this probably particularly on the day, I guess Thursday is the day that I'm planning to do it. And Thursday morning, I'm going to be feeling all those same feelings, coming up with things that I should be doing instead of that, coming up with reasons I shouldn't be doing that right now. Anything to avoid the thing that I'm dreading. And what I need to hear, you know, and I might as well hear it for myself, is when you're in that circumstance, face it head on. I even give myself this pep talk when I get into the cold plunge. You know, as much as I talk about how much I enjoy the cold plunge, there's always a moment, right as I'm walking up to the cold plunge, when I am just thinking inside, nope, don't want to do this. Don't want to do this. No, thank you. I'm good. I should do it later today. I could do it this evening. I don't need to do this right now. And a big part of what I get out of doing the cold plunge each day is that it's a small chance for me to practice facing the thing that I'm dreading head on and just doing it and getting through to the other side. The sneaky thing is when you don't even realize that you're doing that. Right? The sneaky thing is when you're dreading something and it's not even on your radar anymore because you've stopped seeing it as a thing that you have to do. We all have things like this, right? Maybe you're dreading doing your taxes and you had it on your list to do your taxes on the weekend, and maybe you got halfway done, and maybe you didn't even start, but now it's not on your list anymore. Are you even gonna remember that it's there, or are you gonna forget for a couple weeks until you realize with a start, oh shoot, I forgot to do that thing, and now it's really a panic? And I think some of us use that as a coping mechanism for the things that we dread, that we essentially allow ourselves to forget about them until such a time when it becomes a crisis, and then in a crisis, we can face the thing that we're fearing. Because the threat of the crisis gives us resolve, courage, I don't know what you want to call that, a willingness to face it. I think a lot of us do that a lot of the time. You know, you probably learned that habit with long-term projects in school. How many of us put off a project until it was real damn close to the deadline? Not even thinking about it, really. And then, whoop, there you are. You need it done by the end of the weekend? Okay, well, now I'm willing to face it because the panic is giving me enough resolve to not look away anymore. It's become the crisis of the moment. And we can look at that crisis now because as a crisis, it's all consuming. It's not a particularly healthy way to live. And this is why I think developing strategies to face that feeling of dreading something but doing it anyways is good to cultivate in the short term, everyday moments. You know, it can even be something like you go up to the sink and the sink is full of dirty dishes. And you get that little pit of dread in your stomach of like, oh, you know, somebody's got to have to deal with this later. When I have that, I'm not always good at this, but whenever I have that moment of like, oh, I'm going to have to deal with this later, I feel that little bit of dread, I try to make myself do the thing right now in the moment of like, oh, you're dreading doing the dishes later? Ha! I'm going to make you do them right now, son. And this accomplishes two things. One is it's retraining my brain bit by bit to see something that needs doing and to just do it. And I forget what the second thing was going to be. I think maybe I took the two things I was going to talk about and conflated them both in that one thing. You're taking the thing that you are dreading and you're doing it immediately. You're like the dread galvanizes you into action. You goad yourself into action by noticing that dread. And then for me, a big part of doing the things that I'm dreading and keeping myself accountable to it is writing it down on my to-do list. Fully half of my to-do list is these daily things that I dread doing to some extent, to the extent that, you know, you dread doing something that you feel good about afterwards, but maybe you don't want to do in the moment. It pushes you to do them. And it keeps them from falling off the radar, comfortably off the radar, where you can comfortably ignore them. Because the thing with most things in life, some things become a crisis. Taxes, deadlines for work, things where it's a crisis on somebody else's part if you don't do the thing. But there are many things in life, some of the most important things in life, about our own health and about our own well-being, not just our physical health, but things we're doing to take care of ourselves, where or things that we are doing that are hard in the moment but are important for our careers and development as a human being. I'm thinking about my writing. By having them on my to-do list, I goad myself in every time I rewrite that to-do list. I'm making a promise to myself that I will do these things at those times. And that means that when I get to the time it's time to do the thing, I'm much more likely to simply do the thing because it's on my to-do list. Sometimes I'll keep things on my to-do list even if I'm not making good progress with them, simply because I want to keep them there at the top of my mind. There have been times when the writing hasn't been going well, or times like now where I'm not doing much in terms of other workouts besides my daily exercises and the things that I do with my daughters. And I'll still write, you know, today is a core day, today is a leg day, because if I let that go, what are the odds that I just go 6 months and don't even think about how today I intend to do legs, you know, more leg exercises than just my daily exercises, right? What are the odds that I actually do the thing as opposed to simply letting it slide? And then who knows when I'll pick it up again. I'm much better off thinking about it regularly. Every time I rewrite my to-do list and pick up that clipboard, I'm reminded that that is my intention. And if I'm avoiding it in the moment, well, at least I know that I'm avoiding it in the moment. And knowing that you're avoiding something is probably not half the battle, but it's a good start. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.